Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Scalabrine is joining the show, and we've enjoyed having him on before. Scal's one of our radio.com NBA insiders. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Scalabrine, over a decade in the NBA, won a championship with the Celtics, and now just a excellent broadcaster with the Celtics, excellent podcaster. I mean, the guy's got a million things going on, but he's carving out some time for us. We have a ton of stuff that we want to ask you about, and a lot of it is not basketball related because you're a bit of a renaissance man. You've got good answers for any of life's questions, and we've got a couple. But
okay.
I got to start with the NBA. I'd be remiss if I didn't. So the Heat, they beat the Raptors last night, and they've won four in a row, and they're looking good again. But they and they're the defending Eastern Conference champions. I guess I would start here. The All-Star teams, neither Bam Adebayo nor Jimmy Butler make the All-Star rosters. Is that a bit of a snub to the Miami Heat?
You know, that's interesting because you got to take somebody off, right? And, you know, I thought that Sabonis got snubbed. And I believe, like, listen, there's no comparison. Like, if you wanted to use just who would you rather have, Bam Adebayo or Sabonis?
Sure.
Everybody and their mom is picking Bam Adebayo. You know, like Jimmy Butler definitely deserves it. But, you know, the guy's been hurt a lot. Like, Miami's struggled a little bit. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for those guys to get a weekend off. And maybe it's probably not the worst thing in the world for those guys to be a little bit sour that other people did get that nod after all the success that they had last year. You know, they're starting to see it. Think about the final four teams right now. Celtics struggling, Miami struggling. You have Denver struggling and Lakers struggling. So those teams that went in the bubble and played toward the end, they're just like, I don't know if you want to say unmotivated or injuries have come in and you know, like all that other stuff, like they've been having trying years, no question.
And Scal, speaking of the All-Star game, man, as a player and now you're in the media, like when you were playing, do guys get upset every single year? We talk about it every year. We talk about the snub. We talk about the game. Like, do guys get mad every year how these guys are selected?
It's a good point. It's never right, is it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got down on my hands and knees and prayed to God that, like, Devin Booker would have remained in that area of quote unquote disrespect, and we could have asked LeBron, who came out and said and tweeted, Devin Booker's the most disrespected guy to ever play this game, or something along those lines, right? I would have just loved it for someone to ask, hey, LeBron, who would you have taken off of the All-Star team? Because we could start getting into disrespect, and I would love to hear what LeBron had to say, because everyone feels like you could just have unlimited spots. There's only seven spots when it comes to the coaches, and everyone feels snubbed. Can someone come out and say, I think that I am better than that guy, and that guy shouldn't have made it, and I should have made it? Because I tell you what I did in the media, I'll tell you right from the start, I thought Sabonis should have made it, and Vucevic shouldn't have made it. And I know Vucevic has awesome numbers, and he's a great player, but the team has not won as much as Indiana. Indiana traded Oladipo, and Caris LeVert is having that sort of kidney issue, and Sabonis just brings it every single night. So I thought that I went out there, and I said, this guy's in and this guy's out. Everybody else will say, that's so messed up that this guy's not an All-Star. It's a travesty that this guy didn't make it. But no one wants to say who's he better than, which I'm always curious about players. And they want to stick out in the media. They want to have their own opinions. Well, you got to take somebody off. And no one was taking a guy off the team and saying that this guy should be on the team.
And you brought up the team success. You just talked about, yeah, the Utah Jazz are balling. So, like, do you think team success should be attached to guys making an All-Star game? I thought it was supposed to be the best NBA players, the best basketball players in the world are on the All-Star team. That's not attached to their team's record, should it be?
Yeah, so the NBA coaches select the reserves, and they've been pretty consistent. I'd say this is the year that they've taken a guy who might not necessarily have had the team success, like a Nikola Vucevic. But typically, like, for instance, think about Brad Beal last year. They did not put Brad Beal as a reserve because his team didn't have success. So when you ask NBA coaches what an All-Star is, they're typically looking for guys that play two ways, right? Guys that play defense and offense, not just guys that put up big stats. So when it comes to the media, when it comes to the players, when it comes to the fan vote, they can do it however they want. But typically, NBA coaches have always voted on their reserves for guys who are mostly two-way players, guys who bring it on the defensive end. Now, we're not looking for unbelievable lockdown guys, but Jimmy Butler would be a good example of that. Jimmy Butler's a two-way player. Bam Adebayo, both two-way players. In the past, they have voted that way. They've always voted towards the defensive side of the ball as well as the offensive side.
Brian Scalabrine is with us. So one more Heat question, and it involves, I guess, your Celtics a little bit, who are terrible right now. Certainly a disappointment. They're not meeting expectations heading into the season. But on our end, the Heat, they come in as the defending Eastern Conference champions. They have a pretty bad run of COVID protocol and injuries. Now things seem to be rolling again. They look like they're getting their mojo back. But the East is tough. Can the Heat be the Eastern Conference champions again? And what kind of threat do your Celtics pose?
So those are the two toughest teams right now to analyze. Like, I can tell you Philadelphia is good, but I'm not sure what the Heat ceiling is this year, because I don't know how you guys are looking at it. Like, nationally, we're wondering, did the bubble kind of play into that? Like, how good, because they were in an environment where they – one thing about the Miami Heat last year is they totally embraced that bubble, where a lot of people were complaining about it, talking about mental health. Like, you never heard anybody from the Miami Heat talk about that. You also didn't hear about them can't wait to see their families and any of that stuff. They were there to work. They were there to win. And, you know, it's not like the Lakers were also like that. It was a business trip for those guys. And those are the teams that had the most success. So the Heat, definitely their ceiling is – like, they can definitely – they're in the conversation, but I wouldn't consider them the favorite. And then the Celtics right now, they just look like a mess. Like, without Marcus Smart – think about this. Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. We're halfway through the season, and those guys have only played 28 minutes together. So you guys in Miami, you guys know about a little bit of the injuries and how you guys are starting to get your stride, get your mojo back. The Celtics have not had a full squad. Now, I'm not making excuses for them, because I think they don't play the right kind of basketball at this point. I don't think they move the ball well enough, which is, like, going back to the Miami Heat, like, when they're at their best, they're really passing the ball. And when you can pass and you can hit the open man, that open man can knock down shots, you always have a chance to win. Right now, the Celtics don't move the ball enough for me to say, like, oh, yeah, they're going to be in that conversation. But, like I said, those four guys have only played 28 minutes together. So it's hard to understand if this team is at that level until you see them, you know, like 10, 11 games in a row.
Scal, but isn't the East the Nets? Like, the ball movement and all that stuff, I love to hear ball players talk about ball, but just the Nets. Bro, you have KD, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. You're going to be better than everybody else. Like, can anybody beat the Nets in a seven-game series?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in the East or in the NBA?
In the East.
In the East.
Yeah. We're getting to the West. They got some teams out there. But the East, I just don't see anybody beating the Nets.
Well, Philadelphia could. Philadelphia's good. They got to deal with Embiid. Remember, the Nets are right now, since they got together, are the worst defensive team to ever play in the NBA defensive rating. They're also the best offensive team to ever play in the NBA. So, no, there's no question the Nets are beatable. Kyrie is a defensive liability, and they're going to pick on him. And remember, I don't know what's going to happen with the fans. Are there going to be fans? Are they going to be 10,000? Are they going to be 5,000? Are they going to be What is the number going to be? And that you have to factor that into this as well. So, do they have the best offensive talent? Absolutely. But As you guys seen last year with Miami, they didn't have the best offensive talent, and they went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. So teams that are playing the best, teams that are, I think, teams that defend. In Miami last year, they defended at a high level, and Spoelstra did a really good job of mixing up the coverages on guys like Giannis, mixing up the coverages against the Celtics, keeping those teams on their heels. So, no, I think the Nets could be guarded. I don't think that they're a sure lock that they're going to be in the NBA Finals.
Brian Scalabrine, one of our Radio.com NBA insiders. So we and I know that you've got some experience in this. Our executive producer, Alejandro Solana, who answered the phone or called you, however the transaction took place, he fancies himself a bit of an athlete because he played middle school basketball, right? Solana, you're what, 26 years old, Solana?
I'm 26. I did play middle school basketball, but I was third team All-Dade County my sophomore year of high school in soccer as well, Brian. I don't want to be shorted. Okay. I don't want to be shorted.
He maintains he didn't want to be on the high school basketball team, that it would have taken away from his soccer, from his third team All-Dade soccer career. But here, so this happens all the time in radio. Like, I'm 51 years old, and I see this all the time. And what happens is, because I'm friends now for years with Channing Crowder, who played in the NFL, I goof around with him because he's my radio partner. And so if we're at an event and there's a basketball court, even though he didn't play hoops, I pretend like I can back him down, knowing very well that I cannot. And so we spend so much time with athletes, I think we start to forget that they are superhuman when it comes to athletic skills. And John Crotty, who does the basketball analysis on the Heat broadcasts, probably played when you were playing. Yeah, I'm thinking Crotty was in the league. Yeah.
Beginning of my year, late
probably
him,
at the tail end of his. Yeah. Solana believes that he could score a bucket off Crotty, like in a game to five. And Crotty's 51 years old as well. And Crotty came on the other day, and he's very diplomatic. Like, he would never say, I would pound you into the ground. But he also made it clear, like, I used to guard Allen Iverson. Like, I might be 51 years old, but I don't know if there's enough that you're going to be able to throw at me, Solana, that's really going to, you know, knock me off balance. But then we've got on this radio station as well, Leroy Horde, who was a fullback in the NFL for many years. And Solana believes that he could beat Leroy Horde in basketball. And Leroy is still in damn good shape. Now, again, not a hooper, but he's in damn good shape, and he's a professional athlete. We were told a million times on the text machine yesterday that you challenge non-athletes all the time in athletic events. Is this true?
Just mostly in one-on-one, yeah.
Okay, and has anyone ever come close to beating you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think 11-2? Maybe 11-3 maybe is the closest.
And like, if Solana, if I said to you, you guys are playing up to five, and the winner gets $100,000, you get $100,000 though. If you hold him scoreless, he would never get a bucket against you, would he?
Yeah, no, for $100,000.
Right.
Yeah. He wouldn't get a shot off. No.
He wouldn't, Solana, you wouldn't get it. Like, Leroy Horde yesterday said he would chew him up like a chew toy. So, Solana, can you explain to him, Scal, that professional athletes are just wired differently?
Well, I think what's so, for instance, you come down and you do something with your hand to make an inside-out move or whatever, right?
Right.
Like, I've seen that. My brain and my body have seen that at the highest level. I've seen Derrick Rose come down and hit me with the same move that you're hitting me with, right? So, like my brain, it's almost like, I'm sure, let's use football, right? Like a quarterback. Those guys are, like, I look at the above camera, that, you know, that camera that just floats above the court. I mean, they're throwing that ball before anybody is open. And then all of a sudden, boom, like, the guy comes through and he's, like, catching the ball in between six people. And I'm like, how the hell did he even see that? So, like, the defensively, my brain is just wired different when I see somebody come up. And when you think you're doing, like, this unique hesitation dribble move, I've seen it 10,000 times in my life. So you might say you're, like, quicker or whatever it is. You still have to worry about 6'9", 250 pounds. And then the fact that I've seen everything, and here's a great example of that. does your guy think that he can punch a boxer? Like, get him one punch in 3 minutes. You think that, does he think that he can connect? Because to that boxer, I don't care how old he is, that punch is coming in slow motion when it comes to him, right? And for us, we just wake up on the canvas because we're not used to seeing it. You understand? Like, our brains are different than that. We've seen things a million times. Nor would I think, like, you do, like, I go and play against you in soccer, and you've seen every defense in the world, like, every different type of defense. I go do something, you attack my top foot. I have no idea what I'm doing, but you're like, oh, yeah, of course. You put your right foot up, I attacked you, and actually, you know, I went right by you.
You're giving him way too much soccer.
Yeah, you're not getting it. Well, Scout, no.
I'm a
Scout.
Played in a little Catholic school. He played a little Catholic school.
Scout, you're not getting by me. No, you're right, Scout. You're not getting by me in soccer.
We'll send you pictures of him. He was fat, too.
On the pitch, it's a game changer, Scout. No, you're right. Yeah, keep going.
Don't give him any athletic credit, Scout.
Yeah, nor do I think I went against one of the offensive line, a third string offensive lineman at USC. Like, I wanted to try to see if I could run by him. It was a joke. The guy stuck his hand out. I couldn't move. This guy never played, you know. And it's like, there's levels of this. And for him, it's like nothing, right? He moves his feet. He knows exactly where my momentum is going. He stands me up. But if you put him on a basketball court, I'm doing the same thing to him. There's the institutional knowledge that comes from thousands and thousands of hours of playing against people.
And like you talked about, the transition to other sports where you're saying the USC guy was an offensive tackle. Could you block a normal guy? Like Hawk was saying, we looked into it and that you challenge regular guys. Like, could you transition to football and block just a stay-at-home dad? Like, you know, baseball, could you hit more balls than the guy that, you know, works at Walgreens? Like, please explain to Solana that athletics, the hand-eye coordination, is just something that God has given to us that we have and other people don't have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that we see things differently, but if that Walmart guy, you know, played baseball until, like, his senior year in high school or even beyond that, then he would be better than me at that, you know, just because – I'm not saying here I'm superhuman at all these other things. I just think I'm good at I'm telling you, I'm really good at just reading guys and being able to, you know, like reading guys that play basketball. I wouldn't say I'm good at those other sports. That's not how I look at this. So, I mean, I might be wrong. And listen, there are like and I'm sure you guys see them, the Deion Sanders of the world that just – the Bo Jacksons of the world that just pick up. Rajon Rondo, a guy who I play with, is just like that too. There's nothing he's not good at. There are just some guys who are wired that way. I happen to not be that way. I'm not wired where I'm good at every single thing I do, but I happen to be really good at the one particular thing and probably really good because I'm ultra slow. I probably have to be even better at reading defenses because of my slow foot speed.
Solana, when you hear Brian Scalabrine talking here, are you feeling a little confident that maybe you could take him on the court?
No. And Scott, I grew up, I was a big fan of yours. So I wouldn't say I could take you on the court. But if anything, you've given me more confidence. I think I could put two or maybe three buckets on John Crotty now, not just one.
Why would you get that?
That makes no sense.
He's delusional. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. This is what
Solana,
I deal with.
Is it the Hezzy, Solana? Is it the Hezzy?
Yeah, well, you know, you
Solana
said,
feels like he's got the Hezzy.
Yeah, I mean, you said you saw Derrick Rose do the in-and-out dribble. I have the Hezzy, and my nickname on the court is Splash at the JCC in Kendall. So I'm just saying.
I mean, don't you?
I still don't know what that means. I don't know what you're saying. When you say I'm just saying, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you don't need to. Don't you, as a professional athlete who played over 10 years in the NBA, just want to punch a guy like that in the face who believes they've got a Hezzy and a 3-and-D game?
Well, I played against NBA players that think they're much better than what they really are. So it's just not news to me.
Valid point. That's a valid point right there. Yeah. Brian Scalabrine, I got to ask you one more thing. Because Bostonians are, Irish is a way of life up there, and the Shamrock Shake is back at McDonald's leading up to St. Patrick's Day. Do you enjoy the Shamrock Shake? I'm fascinated with it.
I looked that up the other day, and it has like 103 grams of sugar. Like, does anybody like want to create this correlation between our pandemic and the Shamrock Shake that has 103 grams of sugar?
Wait a second. The Shamrock Shake was not out. Well, I guess it was around last March.
I'm just bringing up
I think Scalabrini may have found something here, yeah. A correlation.
Well, during this pandemic, I see the line around McDonald's is like around the block. So I kind of feel like that's a problem, but I don't know. You know, that's why I love going down to Miami. You have so many options on good, quality, healthy food. I wish America would adapt to that.
Where are you picking up your kids or something there? I can hear you in the car. Are you going to McDonald's for a Shamrock Shake?
Yeah, are we going to have a Shamrock Shake at McDonald's? No, my kids don't do that.
Are you one of these health nuts? Are you a health food nut?
Not because I want to look skinnier for, it's like I'm trying to play basketball as much as I possibly can and trying to be as healthy as I possibly can so I can live long and enjoy my life that I've set up this, all those times of playing at the park, like when your boy Sedona was playing soccer or playing messing around with girls or whatever. I dedicated my life so I can live long.
But bro, you know, I'm retired as well. We worked so hard while we were playing, bro. Can't we just enjoy the fruits of our labor and just get fat and enjoy life? Because, yeah, man, I don't do a damn thing.
Really? Well, I hear that from the football players that I know that get away from the game, it's like you guys are sick of football by the end of it. I'm not like that. I'm going to play basketball right now. I'm like, I take my kids. I try to play as much as I can. It's such a different thing when guys retire, and a lot of football players are like, I don't want, whether they go into coaching or not, or into the media, they don't want anything to do with hitting another person or putting on the pads or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep, that's the thing. Yeah,
I played myself into Shamrock shape my entire life, and now I'm continuing on this trek. That's radio.com NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. And again, insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Brian, always a pleasure. We could talk to you for hours. We appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
There you go, Brian Scalabrine. I feel like Solana is back in the studio working on the Hezzy right now because Crotty didn't put him in his place, and Scalabrine didn't really either.
No, they are all just, yeah, you might be able to. Maybe we'll see.
They're too nice with it. They're too nice.
Well,
now I think he's,
know.
Like you, so you, I think your irrational confidence is probably growing, Solana. Am I correct?
I think, you know, they just hear it in my voice. I have that natural athlete sounding voice. They hear it, you know, and they understand what's coming.
Man, you embarrassed yourself in front of me, man, with that pandering. I was a big fan of yours growing up. I mean, when did you ever watch Brian Scalabrine play?
I must have cursed at him so many times when the Celtics would come down to South Florida. I was never a fan of Scalabrine.
Yeah, I saw
right
through.
You were
right
a big fan that. Growing up, huh?
All right, let's. I know I was cringing when he said that. Ah, Scal, I would never say that about you. I was such a big fan growing. I'm like, no, he wasn't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.